So Totally Business Savvy, episode 24. Hello, hello, hello again, everybody. Let me turn this down. I'm still getting used to my settings. If you haven't listened to episode 23, you'll know what I'm talking about. But anyway, it has been a wonderful month. I'm sorry it's gone by this long, but we're going to be talking a lot about, just giving you an update on some niche site stuff that I've been doing. I'm going to also give you an update on some projects, but most of all, I'm going to answer two questions. Thank you for these questions, because they're actually pretty awesome. One from Doug Noble and one from Harry from MyEcoGuy.com. All that and more coming up. Hey, everybody. Welcome once again. Yes, I'm still getting used to my settings, so I don't know if that was... I don't even know if my voice is loud enough. I can see the meter, and it looks like it's fine, but anyway, things are changing here with my settings, and I don't like what's going on, but anyway... So hey, this is Dean with YouCanWorkLess.com, and this is So Totally Business Savvy, the podcast really for the totally grassroots entrepreneur who is looking to start something. It might not be something that's going to make you a whole ton of money right away, but it is something that's going to be fun, something that's going to suck, something that's going to challenge you, something that's going to make you laugh, scream, cry, and give you so much joy that you just won't know what to do. Yes, a whole roller coaster of stuff. Anyway, so I wanted to give you an update on some things that are going on. So if you've been to the blog lately, you will notice that I did a kind of a niche site thing, just trying to experiment with niche sites, and just wanted to give you an update on what's been going on with those. Over the last month, it's kind of actually been growing, which is cool. I use for those of you who don't know, I have I started off with a home gym type site and realized that the market was really, really bad. There was a lot of, it was totally oversaturated, did not work. I totally bombed it. Spent about 2 or 3 months of my virtual assistant's time doing that. So that wasn't good. But the next thing was I decided, hey, you know what? How about some receipt scanners? So I did some receipt scanner checking outing with Market Samurai. And if you don't know what Market Samurai is, you can go to my resources tab and check it out. It's a really, really cool keyword analysis tool. And I've actually used it in my business, not just for niche stuff. A lot of people use it for niche stuff, but I'll even touch on that today on how I use it for business. Where was I? So I decided to do receipt scanners, and it looked like it was a good market, viable market, and I made some money the first month going through it. I think I made like $60 or something like that. But now it's starting to go, I make about anywhere between, actually Amazon hasn't been doing very well this month, but the max I've made with Amazon was about $94, and that was last month, or maybe that was January. Yeah, I think that was last month, $94, and then with Commission Junction, I make anywhere between $90 to $200. I've actually made $150 so far this month with Commission Junction, and like I said, with Amazon, is only down to $20, so I don't know why it's gone down so far with Amazon. But so that's pretty cool. It's just nice seeing that, whoa, I'm actually making a little bit of money, at least, money that I didn't have before, to be able to use for my family and making it passively, which is pretty cool. So, we'll talk about maybe a little bit about how to use Market Samurai. You know what? I'm going to probably devote a whole podcast to that. So we'll talk about that in another episode. But I really wanted to also talk about a sales opportunity that I got with a friend of mine. And so I'm going to be helping him do some really high grossing sales. And I wouldn't be in this situation if I did not start my business and I didn't start doing kind of business to business sales. It took obviously about 2 years to get to this point, but because of the selling that I've learned and that we've talked about on the podcast and so on, because of that, I was able to really secure this pretty, I mean, it's going to be pretty lucrative if it works out the way it is. So that's pretty awesome. But basically what I'll be doing is kind of working in the restaurant franchising industry and doing some really just some business to business sales. Never done this, done something this big before, but I've already got my first lead, which is pretty cool. And the typical sales cycle is between 2 to 3 months. So I probably won't see anything from this for the next 2 to 3 months, but it's pretty exciting having your first lead and so on. But cool stuff happening. And another reason why you just getting out there and starting to do stuff, you get these opportunities to work with other people in ways that you never would have expected before, ways that you never would have ever expected before. And I would have never expected this as well. Also got a huge project to which I think I'm going to do a little bit of an after action review and kind of go through how I do my web projects. So this is for my web development portion of my business. Already had some hiccups with that too, and we'll talk about how to please your customer. Anyway, but the most important thing are the questions that are going to be on this podcast. I have Doug Noble, who's actually been on this podcast and who has, no joke, who has started working for himself in his business, which he started not too long ago. You can actually, in one of the podcasts, he asks about just a little bit about starting your own business and so on. Forgot what episode that was, but yeah, he's out on his own doing his own thing with his web development business and even hired someone. And that is super, super fast. And even I'm jealous. I'm like, oh man, you kidding? Anyway, I'm going to have him on the show later on. But he has a question about lead generation, which I'm going to bring up right now. A question about lead generation and how to go about doing that with his intern that he hired.
Hey, Dean. This is Doug from BusinessViaLife.com. I have a quick question for you regarding customer acquisition. In my web development business, I am going to have a paid intern working for me. And one of the things I wanted to do is some customer acquisition type work. Now, I have a few ideas of my own, but I was wondering if you had anything as far as ideas on things that you could have someone do locally to find local businesses to kind of get my foot in the door. You know, she won't be making the sale, but to have her get me in front of the client. Yeah, any suggestions you would have would be great, my friend. Thank you.
All right, so thank you, Doug, for the question. I really, really appreciate it. And folks, I don't know if you know how important it is to someone who does podcasting to get questions like this. It seriously makes a huge difference in how it makes a really a huge difference in the quality of this podcast, because I'm sure most of you don't want to hear me talk the whole time, because I know I don't want to hear me talk the whole entire time, and it just really adds so much value. So, you know, if you've been nervous about possibly giving me a call at 714-643-5301, that's the feedback line, or if you can do things like If you're hesitant about sending me a voice file from your iPhone or whatever, don't hesitate. If you have a question, I would love to answer it. Maybe it's a question about starting a whole entire business from scratch. Maybe you have an idea about a business and you're not sure if it's something that could be monetized. Or maybe it's just something about life that you want to talk about. Something about your corporate job. Maybe you're want to know some ways to be more productive in your corporate life. Because I have to juggle my corporate life along with my side business and so on. But there's so many things out there. There's so many things that we could possibly discuss and talk about. And you know, honestly, it's not about me, it's about you. And it's about I get so much joy in helping other people. Like I said, with Doug, he is now on his own, and I'm not even on my own, and he's just taken a lot of the stuff that you know, the suggestions that I've had and ran with it and has really killed it. Same thing with Abner. He's really killed it, and a lot of other people out there. So I really, really appreciate it when you do give that voicemail feedback, because it adds so much to the show. Appreciate it. All right, Doug. So lead generation for your intern. For those who don't have a business, or if you're just starting out with a business, lead generation is so important. And I never realized how important it really is to be able to do some kind of sales. I always thought that my talent and my abilities were the key to business, when it's not necessarily the case. You can be the smartest, most well-skilled technical person out there, maybe in web development or programming or in business management or whatever it is, or design. But if you can't sell your product, if you can't sell what you have to offer, then you're dead. You're dead. Nobody is going to buy from you if you can't persuade them, if you can't give them a reason to buy. Everything starts from sales. And everything in sales starts from lead generation. So for those of you who do not know what lead generation is, it's basically how to find people who could possibly be interested in what you have. How do you go about finding those who have a problem that you have the solution for? And, there's a couple ways to go about doing this. There's the traditional ways, and there's some new ways that you can use social media and other technological ways to do this. But in your situation, Doug, it's going to be quite different than with someone who, say, is doing it for themselves, doing the selling and lead generation for themselves. Yeah, you're going to be doing the selling process afterward, but ultimately, your intern's going to have the first contact, and she's going to be the one that's talking to these people and so on. So a couple ideas. The couple of traditional ways that still work. One, everyone hates it. Everybody hates cold calling, but it works. If you do a good job at cold calling and you really target your market, target who you're going after, typically for every 20 calls, you can probably get about 2 people interested. Typically. Now, if you are really good at targeting and really good at lead generation, or if your designer is, I should say, if she's really good, and this is not sexist, totally not sexist, but especially if she's calling males, if she ends up calling males, she's going to have a much easier time reaching the decision maker, have a much easier time scheduling meetings and appointments and stuff than you would, actually, because that's just the way it is. But cold calling. So how do you cold call? Cold calling is a skill that needs that actually needs to be developed. But the first thing is research, research, research. Who is your target market? If your target market is the consumer, then you have a really, really big pool to draw from. And but at the same time, you have people who are going to expect to pay very little, right? Very little. People who expect to have a website for between $50 and $350, a full website done. So more than likely, you'd probably want to target something like B2B sales, doing something like business to business, because businesses realize, for the most part, true businesses realize that you have to spend money in order to get something of quality that's going to make money. And one way that you can do that is have her, first, you as the business owner need to convey to her who your target market is. So if your target market is the auto industry, what type of auto industry is it? Are you looking for luxury type cars where you're going to get really, really high priced or high sales? Maybe it is the restaurant industry. Are you looking for restaurant owners who are looking to try and update their website, use social media, and so on? Is it designers? Are you trying to focus on other designers who want your services in order to just do the back end coding or something like that? Whatever the market is, you're going to be the one to decide. You're going to be one to say, okay, this is our target market. And then from there, you can say, you can use things such as manta.com. And if you're on my email list, I have something that goes out, I think a couple weeks into it, that shows how to use Manta with something like gist.com. But what Manta does is it's an index of businesses, and you can search by how much revenue each business has, how many people they have, where they're located, what industry they are, and so on. And more often than not, if you do your research, you will be able to get their phone number, you'll be able to get the decision maker's phone number, email address, and so on. So you can use manta.com to narrow down your search, get a list of people who you want to contact, and then from there, move on to getting email addresses, move on to cold calling, and so on. So that's one way. When you're actually cold calling, it is there's a certain process to that. You aren't going, she isn't, I keep on saying you, but it's your designer. She isn't going to get a sale right away. So she has to build up her pipeline. You're going to have, for 20 people, you're going to have anywhere between 10 to 18 rejections. And then you can have anywhere between 2 to 5 people who are interested in what you have to say. And then you're going to have maybe 1 to 2 actual buyers. And so you have to fill that funnel. You have to fill that sales funnel. So have her start building a list of people who she needs to call. And then on that first call, what's going to happen is she's going to try to get to the decision maker. And she's just going to she's going to basically give a 30-second pitch. She's going to give a 30-second pitch and see if the person's interested, and then she's gonna say, you can have her say something like, okay, great, since you sound interested, can I send you some further information via email, and I'll follow up maybe a day or two later. Secure the appointment, and then the next time, after when she's actually got an appointment, she can either in person or over the phone, she can start asking questions from that individual. Start asking questions. Why do they need a website? What is the current conversion rate of their website? How many visitors do they get? How much business do you think you would get if you had a really well-designed website that had a really strong call to actions? Things like that. And then from there, you can step in and help, or you can even step in at that point, because you already have an appointment, you're meeting with the decision maker and so on. And then from there, close the sale. You'll close between 2 and 5 out of 20, hopefully. And then you have your sale. But it's a good way to, this is a great way to gauge, because if you are getting, say, you're calling 100 people and you're only getting one sale, then you know something's wrong. Maybe your 30-second pitch is wrong. Maybe the questions you're asking during your appointments are wrong. Maybe you're not getting appointments because of your 30-second pitch and so on. Or maybe you're not closing well enough. But you'll know because of your baseline. And baseline, you know, honestly, you know, probably about every 20 people, you should get at least 2 appointments. At least 2 appointments. But yeah, that's the traditional way. The other way is to use Manta also, and see if these people have LinkedIn accounts. Search for them on LinkedIn, and then connect with them on LinkedIn, and then join the same groups that they have, and talk to them about what they're interested in and so on. And then after you've talked to them for a while, build some rapport in groups, or maybe you've sent messages back and forth and so on. Talk to them about their website. Say, you know, hey, I did notice, you know, it might be out of place, but I did notice that your website is kind of, that your website probably could convert more people if you had this. Would that be something you're interested in? You know, it works. There, my friend Neil Schaefer, who is the LinkedIn guru, he talks about people doing that all the time, and talks about people getting leads off of LinkedIn. And the cool thing about using Manta is you already know that these people are in your target market who you're connecting with, and then you're able to use that information to connect on a deeper level on LinkedIn and to possibly get leads and so on. But the cool thing about LinkedIn is once you're connected, for the most part, unless you do something really stupid, you're going to be connected for a long time. And that's a really, really cool thing. You're going to be connected for a long time, and you have multiple opportunities to give, to ask for their business. Multiple opportunities, not in a pestering way, but in a very indirect and friendly way. So that's another way to do it. The way that I do it, but it's taken a long time. The way that I do it is through Twitter. I use Twitter a lot for lead generation, and actually, it's not my lead generation, but it is from friends of mine, such as Ted Wynn. He's a PR guy, and a couple other people who are on Twitter. And I get a steady stream of referrals. In fact, I got a referral for a hotel concierge site, and then he just today tweeted something out to his followers and to a friend of ours as well, who has a lot of followers. And he said, finish the site. A few days spent at Starbucks can do wonders. Thank you for your help, Dean Soto. And then he links to his site. So everyone sees that right there. Everyone sees that Dean Soto helped him with his WordPress website. Now, they don't know exactly what I did. I did something just really quick. I did a 1-hour consulting session for $150 and basically taught him WordPress within that time, and taught him how he can go get a premium theme and get it all set up. So I did an hour's worth of work. It ended up being about 1.5 hours, and then plus drive and so on. But 1.5 hours worth of work. And, you know, he is happy enough to do it on 2 of his accounts and also copy a friend of mine. And that's pretty amazing. That is awesome. So a couple thousand people have seen that. Not to mention I retweeted it too as well. So that's 5,000 people right there. so you start getting these referrals from all these different places, as long as you're doing a good, you're doing it really, really well. The other way of doing, having her do lead generation is following up with your past clients. So anyway, you can have her do the LinkedIn stuff. You can have her do the Twitter stuff, and then you can have her do the, following up with past clients. asking them, you know, hey, I hope you're liking your site. Do you have any questions from us? And if they say yes, okay, great. Let's answer your questions. If they say no, you can say, oh, fantastic. Well, but I'm glad you're happy. Would there be anyone else that you can think of that would like to have the same type of website done for? Don't even give a price, but say have the same type of website done. And you know, that kind of question, they might say no, but they're not going to just ignore it. They're going to respond with something. Referrals. A lot of people forget about referrals. Even I do, and following up. That is huge because the referral already knows, the referee already knows how good a job you do. They might even buy more stuff from you. But then if they refer you to someone, directly, if they are the ones who actually refer and say, hey, you should check out Doug, he's awesome, and this is why, then their credibility, their trust goes toward the new, goes and is built with the new client, with the new prospect. So you have just increased your chances of selling, getting a sale by like 1,000%. So having referrals like that, or even if they just say, yeah, I do know three people, here are, and you can even say, you know, would you know like 2 to 3 people that would like blah, blah, blah. And they'll come back and say, yeah, I do actually. Sally, and her name is blah, 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 or her number is blah, 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 blah. And I'm saying blah, 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 whatever. Joe, his number is blah, 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 blah. They need this, 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 this. And I think you'd really be able to help them. Then you can call them up and say, hey, my name is Doug. Or you can have your intern call up and say, hi, my name is Sally, whatever your intern's name is. My name is Sally. And so-and-so referred me to you because they thought that you would like to that you would benefit from the same type of website that they got. Have you seen their new website? Boom. And then they go see the new website and you've already started the sales process and built up credibility and so on. So many possibilities. So, and there's more, but those are some to get them started. Those are just some to get you started. And yeah, so thank you so much for the question, Doug. Hopefully that answered it. Like I said, there's tons of ways to go about doing it, but thank you so much. The next question actually comes from Harry, and Harry is from myecoguy.com. And his question, it was not audio, but it was actually from a comment on one of my blog posts where I talk about not using Elance and Odesk. And the reason why I don't use Elance and Odesk for certain things, I have to qualify that. And the reason why I don't use Elance and Odesk for long-term VAs is because of loyalty. So his question was, okay, well, if you don't use Elance and Odesk and all these other services that you can use for getting virtual assistants, where do you find your virtual assistants? Well, I used to find them in I used to find them in multiple places, and I've changed recently. I've changed the way that I find VAs for me. I've changed the way I find VAs for other people, especially businesses. And for those of you who don't know, the reason why I don't like going to Elance and Odesk for long-term VAs, or a couple reasons. One, I don't like paying 10% more for my virtual assistants. Why should I pay Elance to just kind of be the middleman when I can go directly to a virtual assistant? Now, if it were a project, it'd be a totally different thing. But if it's someone I'm spending 2 years with, why would I want to go through Elance? And they're going to get 2 years worth of my money? Mm-mm. No way. The other reason is because it, especially Filipino virtual assistants tend to be more expensive, and rightly so, because they have to constantly bid on contracts. For me, when you're working directly for me as a Filipino virtual assistant, you get bonuses, you get a steady paycheck, and so on. So you don't need to constantly go from contract to contract to contract. So that's another reason. And then just lastly is loyalty. They're, you know, they don't expect to be with you for a long time. Why would you expect to be with someone for a long, long, long time if they really don't, if they're in a place where they have to bid on contracts all the time and they get people who say, yeah, I would love to be you to be my virtual assistant. We'll have a great time and spend years and years and years together. And then the next week they get dropped. Obviously, that's not going to be a conducive situation for loyalty. So I used to look at some places like onlinejobs.ph, but it's still a good place, but it's not nearly the best place. The reason being is everyone there is either not skilled in a lot of things, not everyone, but 99% of them. Or they're internet marketing types. And if you don't know what internet marketing types are, internet marketing types are like the type that it's like get rich quick. It's the $1 million Google bot that you can buy. And when you buy this, you're going to go to the top of Google and make millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars while you're sleeping. And you'll have $2 billion by the end of the year. Of course, that's fake. Of course, that's a scam, and there's a lot of that. But they do that. So they'll even when you go there, you'll see things like, I'm looking for a web development job doing niche marketing and SEO, and I know things like Niche Profit Classroom. I know things like the what is it called? The thing by Joel Peterson, and all these different scammy things. So if you're looking for someone who does web development, you're going to be hard pressed to find it. Not saying they aren't out there, but you're going to be hard pressed. So what I recommend to people and businesses first off, before even buying a virtual assistant, this sounds weird, before even hiring a virtual assistant. Okay. Yeah, hiring. These are not indentured servants. Before even hiring a virtual assistant, what you should be doing is saving up enough capital, enough liquid capital, to pay them for at least a year. A lot of people, especially me, this is what I did, and I got slammed when I did this. Was I said, okay, well, I'm gonna hire this virtual assistant, make enough to where they make enough to pay for themselves. Then I'm gonna hire another one, and then I'm gonna hire another one, and I'm just gonna ride off of this wave of them making enough money for themselves. Well, that worked for a little while, and then the bottom dropped out. One of my clients who had been giving me a steady paycheck stopped. And I could no longer pay for my virtual assistants without putting my family in danger. And that wasn't a good idea. That was not good. And so I had to let go of a ton of them. I had five at the time. Now I'm down to one. And the one is, he is amazing. He listens to my podcast. So you know you're amazing, Ryan. He seriously is the backbone of my business. We're friends. We go back and forth on Skype all the time. And he makes these funny comments, but anyway, we're totally friends. He even commented on a commenter on my site who said, Dean, I just discovered your site. This is what the commenter said, but he quoted, he's all, So, Dean, I just discovered your site, so I'm going on first impressions here. While the site initially has some of the trappings of your typical, quote, get rich quick internet guru, and then Ryan's all, really? And I started laughing, LOL. And he said, I hope he's right, though, about the get rich quick thing. And I'm like, this is my VA, like totally joking. Anyway, so as you can see, since you are going to be hiring more than just someone who's doing work for you, someone who is going to be a friend, someone who is going to care about what you're doing. And in fact, my writer who actually just ended up getting a nursing job in Ireland, my writer, she no longer works with me, but she emailed me and was like telling me all about her job that she got in Ireland and saying, you know, God bless you, and I'll be praying for you, and you know, thank you so much for hiring me, and it was a great experience, and so on. And you know, this is like a month after we parted ways. And so you're hiring someone who's a friend. So first and foremost, make sure that you have enough capital. And by enough capital, you know, I say for at least 6 months to be able to hire them, because it's going to take a couple months right in the beginning to figure out how to actually make money together. So definitely get that first and foremost straight. I just wanted to say that because, You know, it's one thing to have a virtual, to say, you know, yeah, you can use a virtual assistant to do this and this and that and that. But, you know, in all actuality, 90% of the people out there, 95% of the people out there who try and use a virtual assistant, who try and leverage the time that you can save and the value that you can get from someone who can help you from say, the Philippines or wherever, 95% of those people don't have a plan. And a month later, they say, oh, wow, maybe this was a mistake, and I'm just going to have to let this person go. Well, you know, those people have lives, and those people have families. So have your stuff together first, okay? This is a long-term relationship. And so where I suggest getting your long-term relationship, your long-term business partner, your long-term employee, the place that I suggest is Chris Ducker's Virtual Staff Finder. And the reason being is because Chris Ducker, if you haven't heard of him, he is, you can go to the Virtual Business Lifestyle, virtualbusinesslifestyle.com, and he has set up Virtual Staff Finder. Right now he has a business of, I think, 200 plus Filipinos who support middle to large size companies. And but what he decided to do was to, rather than having an agency where you you pay a certain overhead fee and you get a virtual assistant that's going to help, but you pay an astronomical amount because you're also paying for their desk, for their computer, for their health insurance, for all this other stuff, you are going to pay directly and negotiate directly with virtual assistants. But what they help you do is help you, one, to find one that's going to meet your requirements. They'll do some pre-testing, some interviewing, and so on. And then at the very end of the process, they will give you two or three choices, or two or three people to interview, and then you make a choice based off that, and then you move on from there. Really good system. Quality individuals. And the cool thing about it is you're not paying this overhead cost. Just like with Elance and Odesk and all these other places, you're paying a 10% cost on those just to talk and to work with your virtual assistant. And that's not good. That is something that you just don't want, a position where you don't want to be in my humble opinion. I don't like paying someone to just provide me with someone that I can get directly. The good news is with that too, because I am working with Chris Ducker as well, I am going to offer, if you go through my affiliate link, which is going to be on this blog post, if you go on through my affiliate link on this blog post and then send me an email, also, because I'm not sure if it will email me or not, I will give you my ebook for free, which also has some business models too that you can use. And the cool and the reason why I want to give you my ebook is because you're going to need to train them. Yeah, they're going to be super highly trained, but you're going to need to train them the way that on the things that matter to you and the way that you do them and so on. You're going to need to train them. You're going to need to know all the little tips and tricks that I have in my ebook on how to use virtual assistants and so on. And like I said, you also have the business models too, just in case you want to try and do something new. So I will give that to you for free. And if you know the cost of my ebook, that's a $40 ebook for free for going through Virtual Staff Finder. And that is only going to be for the first 20 people. This is only for the first 20 people. So email me, the first 20 people that email me and show me that that they bought through my affiliate link and all that good stuff, I will give you my ebook for free. All right. So that's what I recommend because then you don't have to do the interviewing. The number one question I always get is, how do I interview a virtual assistant? How do I find a virtual assistant? And so on. So that knocks two of those out of the park. You're going to know that you're getting a skilled individual, and you're not going to be paying an astronomical amount for, you're going to be paying between $300 and $800, depending on how specialized they are. If you're looking for like a CPA type, then yeah, they're going to be more expensive than someone who's just a general virtual assistant. And that's a month, that what you would be paying. But yeah, you pay a small fee to Virtual Staff Finder. They do all the dirty work for you. And then, you can use my ebook while you're going through the Virtual Staff Finder portion of it to determine your needs and so on, and then get your guy hired and you work directly with them afterward. So pretty cool. Yeah, it's just a much better way than having to go and look and hope that you are getting someone that is of quality. Fun. So with that, we are just about done, and I'd love your questions. If you can't tell, I love your questions. So if you have any more, please do not hesitate to give me a call, 714-643-5301. That is the So Totally Business Savvy feedback line. Or you can do like Doug did and send your question via a MP4 or just off of your iPhone. Pop that question in and then email it over. Totally easy. Or you can email me and all this other stuff. Pretty sweet. But other than that, yeah, lots of cool things coming up. I've been so busy, and I apologize. Actually, this last podcast has taken probably about 2 weeks to finish. And yeah, I do not know why, but whatever. But a lot of good things coming up. I have some really cool news that I want to solidify first before I go out and say it. But I have to solidify with my full-time job that this is a possibility, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, if you have any questions, let me know, and I will get you an answer. This is So Totally Business Savvy, where we talk really just about small business in general, 1 to maybe 3 people size businesses, and things like selling, marketing, just starting. That's probably the hardest part, is starting and being courageous enough to just go and try something. That's a really, really, really courageous thing and hard thing to do, probably the hardest. But pricing and all that other good stuff. So yeah, that's what I am here for, and this is what you are here for as well. So if you have any questions, please let me know. This is Dean Soto. Be sure to go to youcanworkless.com as well, and Check out some of the blogs there. Been posting some new stuff. Also have some really cool stuff that's going to be happening the rest of this next week. All right. Go check out Virtual Staff Finder. Use my affiliate link, and I will give you my ebook for free. All righty. Have, well, for the first 20 people, that is. All right. Have a great one, guys.